Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa Dion. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. I'm here with you today. It's January 2026, and Happy New Year. I did plan to release this episode in December, but of course I recorded it and I accidentally hit mute. So I'm re-recording it. I'm really, really glad to be here. I hope you all had a lovely break, whether you were celebrating Christmas or whether you were taking time off. I hope you had a very restful time and are feeling good as we begin the new year. It's a big year for me, 2026. I'm getting married in April. As you can see, I've got a lot more makeup on today. I actually had a makeup trial this morning with the makeup artist, and that was really, really fun. And she taught me some tips and tricks that I'm going to be practicing myself as well around the wedding. So yeah, it's a great start to the new year. We have the Menstrual Coach Academy course is still underway with the wonderful group that we have this year as well. And that's going really, really well. They will be finishing up in February. Yeah, if you're interested in that, we are starting the new program. The new group is starting in July 2026. The waitlist is available. You can click on the link down below in the show notes if you are interested in training with me in the Menstrual Coach Academy, either for yourself personally, or if you are a professional who wants to integrate this work into your existing practice, or if you are interested in training in menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation, you're more than welcome. I would absolutely love to have you. And you can read more about it on the website. That is all in the show notes too. And maybe you are someone who struggles with your own cycle in some way and you've been following along with my work for a while, but you'd like to take it to the next level. We are starting a new membership program called the Menstrual Mastery Collective this year in 2026. That will be opening after my wedding. So make sure you pop your name onto the waitlist for that as well. And I will be in touch with you once the doors are open. I'm very excited for that. So the topic of today's podcast episode is fixing your menstrual cycle stressing you out. And you might relate to this from the past or maybe in the present. And it's something that I just care about so much when it comes to my work. I'm really passionate about, obviously, the menstrual cycle and all of the different tools and skills that I teach people. But I'm also really passionate about this topic of healing and the journey that we go on when we're looking for answers and when we are looking for relief from chronic pain or from suffering with our menstrual cycle. And a lot of us can relate to the actual process of healing your menstrual cycle or fixing your menstrual cycle or looking for relief with your menstrual cycle as quite stressful. The process is quite stressful in and of itself. And we can go through all these phases of looking for answers, then getting hope, finding some answers, then those answers not particularly working or being very sustainable, losing hope, become disillusioned, then the cycle happens again, and then we find something new to try. And we kind of go between hope and maybe despair or disappointment, or we lose hope, we might lose belief. And it becomes a roller coaster of emotions, it becomes a roller coaster of belief. We invest a lot of time, money, energy into various different things that we try. And the whole journey can itself become very, very stressful. And this is something that I specialize in. I'm a practitioner who works from a very relational point of view, a psychological relational process work point of view. And it's something that I don't want for you. I want the healing journey to be nourishing, to not be stressful, because if it's stressful, you're not going to get results. That's what the science says. And we're going to go into that in more detail in this episode. So when clients come to me, or when I speak to clients, or the research that I've done with people as well, very often what I see is when people struggle with their menstrual cycle, whether it's chronic pain or PMS or PMDD or physical, mental, emotional, spiritual suffering, and it's chronic, so it's ongoing, very often people are looking for information and there's a huge hunger for information. They want to know exactly what's going on in their body. And that is really, really important. It's so important that we get the education, that we get the knowledge and the information and the science to understand what exactly is going on here and why is there disharmony or disease, or why are you having so many symptoms. So that information piece is a really important part of the journey. But what happens is, in the world that we live in relation to science and medicine, and also in the world of the wellness space and in the menstrual cycle coaching, menstrual cycle awareness, menstrual cycle education space, there is almost like 99% of the time a focus only on information, science, data. And then that can become kind of our sole focus, okay? Protocols, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, something new to try. And what often happens is you become the expert, you become the scientist, the endocrinologist, the endometriosis specialist, even the trauma expert, the chronic pain expert, and you know more than your doctor, your psychologist, your psychotherapist. And you have all this information, you've read all the books, you've read all the tools, or maybe you've read a little bit and you kind of know some stuff and you feel this craving to want to know more. And while I love the science and I love the information and I love the tools and trying new things, what I'm looking for as a coach is the emotional undercurrent underneath that, okay? If we are acquiring all of this information from a place of urgency, from a place of hypervigilance, from a place of fear, from a place of fixating, from a place of even self-blame, thinking we're not doing the information right, we're not doing the protocol correctly, then what often happens is we're living in that chronic state of the fight or flight response. We're in a fight or flight relationship with our healing journey in and of itself. And when we're in the fight or flight mode, even when it comes to healing, we're in this fixing mindset, looking for the answer, looking for perfection, looking for the magic pill. And that fight or flight response is fueled by stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. And those are going to ramp up the inflammation in your body. And that's actually creating more of this environment for chronic pain and for even pain signals to be felt more acutely. Okay. So that essentially is what's happening. It's so common. I've been there. I more or less lived there for all of my 20s and a lot of my 30s. I see it in like 90% of the people I work with, and just in the chronic pain world, it really is just everywhere. And it's very hard to unravel from this, especially by yourself. But the good thing about this is that it is possible to do the work on this particular piece and begin to regulate your nervous system and not be in all of that fight or flight response all the time, and still engage with healing and information and research and protocols from a more calm, safe way. So you're not in this place of like feeling like you're doing it wrong all the time. So you might really relate to what I'm describing here. There's absolutely no shame in this at all whatsoever. Like I said, I've been there, and it's not something that you just unravel from and then you're done and fixed. It's something that I'm vulnerable to all of the time. We all are. And it's just something to be aware of. And it's something that you can learn how to unravel from on a day-to-day basis, actually. And those are the tools and the skills that I teach in the Menstrual Mastery Collective and in the Menstrual Coach Academy. I teach you very particular mind, body, nervous system tools that help you not get hooked into all that fear and hypervigilance and fixating, while also not like giving up on your healing and still being able to enjoy and be connected to your healing journey, but not from a place of brokenness or needing to be fixed. Okay. So the kind of the tension with this is that if you then move into a new way of being with your menstrual cycle, a new way of being with your chronic pain, a new way of being with your body, with your wellness, even with your identity, the questions are, if I stop fixing, then what? Who are you? What does life look like? What, where do your thoughts go? Where does your energy go if you either even slow down this fixing thing or stop it? Okay. And that can bring up some feelings of fear. Who are you without symptoms? And is it safe for you to let go? Is it safe for you to let go of the control? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about control. And the control is, again, it's there's no shame in it or anything. It's very valid because it's there because you have lots of evidence of pain, and maybe you've had very traumatic experiences with pain and a lot of discomfort with pain, or maybe even embarrassing experiences with your period in public or even with friends and family. And so the control and the fixating and the hypervigilance and the fear and the all of that is coming from a place of self-protection. Okay, so it is a part of you, a very big part of you that is really wanting to keep you safe and not have those terrible experiences happen again. So a little story from my own journey with this stuff was kind of a few different points on my path where at one point I remember sitting down and because I was very much in that place of like, I need to figure out how to do my massage therapy and I need to do castor oil packs and I need to do acupuncture and I need to do herbal steams and do all the supplements and all the different diet changes that I was doing and other healing, lots of healing things that I was doing. And I was doing all these things and I was receiving things from practitioners and while also reading more books and learning all this stuff. And one day I just said to myself, Lisa, I'm going to just like write down a list of all of the things that I do or pay for or receive or have done to me and just write it all down, including surgery. And I wrote this list and it was literally like two A4 pages, like, or like an A4 page front and back of stuff. And I was like, how do I have time for a job? Like, how do I have time for other things in my life? Like, my whole life has become about my menstrual cycle and obsessing and looking for this answer and desperately, you know, trying to find the solution. And it was just, I took a step back and I could see the madness of it all, you know, and the sadness, you know, there was a lot of sadness in it as well, in seeing like how much I was suffering and how badly I wanted to feel better and how much work I was doing, you know, and on all of this effort and control and trying and all this, just all this trying and hard work. So I started to take steps back from my list and I said to myself, if I just have three things on this list, what would they be? And I can't even remember now what they were, but they were the things that felt for me nourishing and probably they were eating in such a way that balances my blood sugar levels. It's really important for you and for me. My massage therapy, because that felt really good for me and I enjoyed it. And then maybe a couple of supplements, but not the big list of supplements that I was told to that I needed. So that was a huge aha moment for me to realize just how busy my head was with all of this stuff. And I guess that was the first point of my journey where I realized this isn't just about my menstrual cycle and what I do or what I don't do or what my menstrual cycle is doing and what my menstrual cycle isn't doing. This is about my relationship with my cycle. This is about what I think needs to happen and my expectations and this level of control and just how I'm relating. And I started to see that. I started to realize that at, like several years ago. And then fast forward a few more years, I was doing more of this inner relationship work and I was exploring my thoughts and my emotions and my beliefs as well with my menstrual cycle. And there came a day where I realized, and I had to be really honest with myself, I had this belief that I would never get better. I really, really believed that I wasn't going to get better. And that was really hard to sit with because here I was trying all these things, doing all this stuff, yet I had this really strong underlying belief that like nothing was going to work and I was just not going to get better. And that was painful. But in a way, I'm glad I was able to uncover that belief because I had a really good mentor at the time, and he said to me, I want you to stay with that belief because that's your truth. Don't change it. You don't have to change it. For like almost 8 months to a year, I let myself just be with that belief. I didn't give myself a hard time. I kind of started to let go of all of this efforting, and I just allowed myself to be in the I don't believe I'm going to get better. And I don't even know why I get all this pain all the time. There's no explanation. I had had two surgeries for endometriosis. The pain was coming back, and I just wasn't convinced. And I was just in a lot of uncertainty and a lot of confusion, but there was a lot of relief in allowing myself to almost surrender a little bit, like let go of all of that and come into a bit more of acceptance. And also I just gave myself a lot of permission to be with that belief that there was no hope for me. And I'm not saying that you should do this and you should do exactly what I did. But looking back now and from my professional perspective, I can see now what I was doing was letting go of all of this hypervigilance, and I was allowing my nervous system to come into more regulation. I was starting to connect to my truth more and not lie to myself and take on all this advice from all these practitioners and people and medics out there. And I was able to just really come back into myself. And there was something really, really liberating about that. And that was a really, really important part of my journey. And then maybe a while after that as well, I started to then, once I was ready, I think like 8 months or a year after that, I then did start to play with new thoughts and beliefs. And I remember one day I was practicing some mindset work that I, this is the work that I teach in the mind-body work that I teach. I was playing around with new beliefs and connecting them to my emotions and seeing how I felt with them. So it's very much about connecting your thoughts and your beliefs to your emotions and your body. It's a really good holistic practice. It's not just only mindset, it's nervous system and mindset together. And I think the new belief that I was trying on, it was like being in a changing room and trying on a new dress. And I think the belief was, there's nothing wrong with me. What if there is nothing wrong with my menstrual cycle? And I wrote that in my journal, and I felt this kind of like this sort of like excited feeling, like, can I really try? Like, is this really like, can I buy this dress? It's not really like me, but it could be a new me, you know? And I'm kind of excited, but it was like a daring feeling to it. And I trusted that. I thought, you know, I'm going to allow myself to just like flirt with this new thought for a while and see what happens. It doesn't have to manifest, it doesn't have to be true, but I'm going to allow myself to try some new thoughts on for size. And that's what I would encourage you, is to play around with some of those thoughts that are dancing around, floating around in your head when it comes to your health, your chronic pain, your menstrual cycle, and see, is there a thought or a new belief that you could write down in your journal and just see how it feels. And it doesn't have to be the complete opposite of your current reality. It could be like, maybe I have days where I have no chronic pain, or I don't have period pain all every menstrual cycle. It could be sometimes I have no pain. And that could be a new truth that you play with. So that's a really nice way to give your nervous system a bit of space and play around with these thoughts and with these beliefs, and just notice how they feel in your system. Because when we play around with new identities, or when we start to ask those questions of who am I without period pain, or who would I be without suffering all the time, or who would I be if I'm not reading and researching all this stuff all the time? Like, what would you be reading? What would you be doing? Where would you be going? Who would you be with? What would you be spending your money on? What would you be spending your time on instead of all of this stuff? And really ask yourself those questions and allow yourself to go there, allow yourself to imagine, allow yourself to dream. And it's such an important part of our healing journey, because if we are people, and if you relate to this, someone who has had chronic pain, menstrual cycle challenges for a long time, it becomes so wired in our system that it becomes so normalized. We expect it. And when we expect it, then we're part of the dance, we're part of the problem. And that's really something to think about, okay? So if you think about it as well, I also, when I'm working with people on a one-to-one basis and in my group programs, we do a piece of work around our menarche. So our menarche is our first period. And the menarche is a very vulnerable time in a girl's life, because she's just in a huge transition, okay, from a psychological and physical point of view. There can be a lot of vulnerability there. And then, of course, the life context around her life can be in a lot of flux too, with things going on in school or in her social circles or with family. And then we get our period, and there can just be a lot of tenderness and vulnerability, which is why it's so important that girls nowadays, and I wish we had it when we were younger, when I was younger, that they are given really supportive, really encouraging and empowering education on menstrual cycles, and not just what we were taught, which was here's how to manage your period, and we're kind of told like don't let the world see it. Okay, so if you are that person like me who got that very minimal, not like it wasn't like bad, like it wasn't all bad, but it wasn't enough. And there was, I suppose, inherently neglect in that regard, okay, emotionally. And nobody understood the different seasons of the menstrual cycle and what was going on. So we were just told, you get a period, here's how to manage it, and indirectly told, it's something to hide, okay? And also, if you were like me, I think it was the 90s. It was the late 90s when I got my period, early 2000s for some of you, or even mid 2000s. A lot of the messaging was that periods are painful. And even nowadays, there's so much messaging. And while it's true, but if young girls and adolescents are receiving this message that periods are painful before they even get their period, what does that do to the wiring in their nervous system? What does that do to the wiring in their brain? And how they relate to their periods very often can be from a fight or flight response, scared of their period before they even get their period. Okay, so that's really not helpful. And that can also cause problems. And then in the work that I do in the Menstrual Mastery Collective, we are collectively there, we have a class on this in the online classroom on how to unravel and rewire your brain from that time in your life, healing practices, integration practices, and that are specially designed for healing your menarche story. And it's really, really beautiful work. It's very gentle and also cathartic at the same time. And it means that that old story that you had when you were that age no longer is in your unconscious repeating itself like a blueprint every month. I have actually had clients who have so much fear. Like one client in particular comes to me, she comes to my mind. She had so much fear in herself about her period. Every single month she would freak out about getting her period. And it all goes back to when she was a young girl and she wasn't even taught about periods, and she got her period at a young age and she thought she was dying. And then she didn't get her period education until after she started menstruating. So that wiring of like fear and terror was still in her system. And then another client that comes to mind is in her late 30s, and she has had a difficult relationship with her menstrual cycle as well. And now with the menopause, okay, so the other end of the spectrum, thankfully there's a lot more conversation about the menopause in the mainstream media and in the world today, but a lot of it is rooted in symptoms and fear, and this is what you should do, just a lot of fear, a lot of pathologization. And so young women who aren't yet there are already afraid of getting the menopause because they have maybe suffered a lot in their menstrual years. And then their menopause is maybe looming, or their perimenopause could be looming. And then they're walking on eggshells within themselves, worried about the menopause before they even have perimenopausal symptoms. Okay. So there's so much fear out there in the world that we just want to be aware of it, that if we take that on, we can take it into our nervous system. And then we start relating to ourselves from this like very fearful place, which really, it really doesn't help. So to wrap this up for you guys is just again a reminder that there is a whole other way of being in relationship with your menstrual cycle. You do not have to make decisions and take action and be in relationship with your menstrual cycle from this place of hypervigilance and fear. In fact, you can, because I've done it and I've helped a lot of people do it, you can get to a place where you feel connected, you feel you can trust yourself, you feel you can be in relationship with your vulnerability, which is part of pain. It doesn't have to be a life sentence. We all have vulnerability, and with any kind of health issue that happens for us, but it doesn't have to make us spiral every single month. We can be in connection with our vulnerability. We can be dignified in our suffering and in our pain. We can dignify the experiences for ourselves. We can rewire our brain. We can rewire our whole nervous system. We can regulate fear when it shows up, so that if we do have fear, that our symptoms aren't unnecessarily getting out of hand and escalating, then you can learn how to do that. And you can learn how to do all of these things without feeling like you have a huge to-do list of self-care things or radical diet changes that you need to make. You can actually do this from learning how to relate to yourself in a completely different way. And it's very much the work that I teach. It's called process work. We learn how to be in a different relationship with ourselves, especially with the menstrual cycle. We change our thoughts. We do emotional healing work. We do brain rewiring exercises. We do inner child healing work as well. Loads of really gentle, but very, very powerful things that help so much. And this way of working is the thing that has helped me the most by far. It's gotten me the best results. And it's so exciting for me because I see clients week in, week out doing less like self-care and less, like there's so much less fixing and fixating. And they come to me and they're like, oh my God, I'm feeling better. And I don't know why, you know. Of course, I understand the science and I understand the psychology behind it all. But it's such a blessing and it's such a gift. And it's really exciting for me to see women and people with menstrual cycles like symptom free or suffering less and finding ease and finding relief and building a new relationship with their menstrual cycle without it being really stressful and loads of work and something that's really not sustainable for the future. Okay. And then what they're doing is instead of all that reading and researching and looking for every single answer, they're booking their holidays and they're going on dates and they're planning their weddings and they're doing all this cool stuff. You know, they're living their life. And that's what I want for you and I want for me. And I continue to do that. So if you want to be part of this journey and this community doing this work, do join the waitlist for the Menstrual Mastery Collective. It's our new membership coming where we're practicing the 7 menstrual cycle mastery skills together. And I'll be there to support you along the way. And if you're interested in ramping up your learning, we have the Menstrual Coach Academy for professionals or people who want to be professionals in this space starting in July. And if not, you can go to our website to check the dates as well. We're starting that soon. So make sure you get your name on the waitlist. And I really hope that was helpful. Do get in touch with me with any questions at all or any comments or leave a comment below. And I look forward to hearing from you and lots of love for the rest of the week. And if you have any other topics in mind that you would like for me to speak about or teach on in the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast, do let me know. You can leave a little comment below on social media or on YouTube or send me an email, lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com. And I will do my best to create an episode, especially for you. Lots of love. Take good care. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.